Hello, and welcome to The Everyday Leader, lessons you can use to build and grow your influence every day. I'm your host, Laura Thompson. Happy Monday, and thank goodness it's Monday, TGIM, and thank goodness for this podcast, because this podcast is for everyone. There are so many resources out there for leaders of Fortune 500 companies, CEOs, and the like, but this podcast realizes that a leader is not someone who is defined by a title or someone who necessarily leads a large company. We are all leaders in some aspect of our life because leadership is an attitude. It's how you conduct yourself in any aspect of your life. Sure, some leaders have the title. They've been recognized and promoted based on their past success and have elevated their career to a new level. And some leaders are spouses, coaches, teachers, classmates, nurses, athletes. I created this podcast to share decades of my own leadership experience and to provide guidance on how you can be a little better every day. At The Everyday Leader, we focus on small daily improvements that over time, the investment we make in ourselves grows and grows and will lead to large and wonderful results. Compounding small efforts by changing some of our behaviors and small improvements that over time get us crazy great results. You deserve these crazy great results. You deserve the best. Yes, you. Believe you deserve it and the universe will serve it. People imagine and people believe. And it is that rock solid belief that makes things happen. Neil Gaiman. The fact is, you do not believe what you see, but rather, you see what you already believe. Your deeply held beliefs distort your worldview and cause you to see things not the way they are, but the way you are. Brian Tracy. Welcome to number 18 of The Everyday Leader, and thank you for listening. Yes, it's still 2020, the year where nothing is crazy because everything is crazy. I've mentioned our daughter graduated college and unfortunately did not get to walk with her classmates. Our son, he turned 16 and couldn't get his license because the DMV was closed. Imagine all that excitement you had leading up until your sweet 16. Counting down the days, planning where that first road trip will take you, and poof, gone. Yes, worse things have happened during the pandemic, but when you're 16, not being able to get your freedom is pretty tragic, especially for this kid because he has his sights on a girl who's a senior and can drive. And today, things are different. These kids do everything officially harder. We've talked about these generations and how they're lazy and do things simple. I think they overcomplicate everything. So when I was 16, if you went on a date and then went on a second date, you're pretty much a couple. That's all that happened. You went out, you're a couple. Today, there has to be a plan. It's like these promposals out there. So my son plans to take the senior hiking for the day. And when he finds the perfect romantic spot, he will officially ask her to be his girlfriend. The same kid who won't take the extra effort to bend over and put the dish in the dishwasher instead of on the counter is going through this effort for a girl. So these two are at the park all day. It was probably a very nice escape for them. Except when my husband called to check in on our son told him that his wallet was gone. Now, when you're 16, pretty much everything you own fits in a wallet. Your license, the little bit of cash you have, some gift cards you got from grandma. He was devastated. And when he got home, there was a lot of accusations about the supposed wallet thief. Someone lifted it out of my backpack. Someone took it, spiraling down into this dark, negative place. And I sat him down. I said, Sean, you have to believe that people are good. Nobody wants to keep your wallet and you'll get it back. And instantly, it's amazing how fast this was, like a switch went off in him. He started telling himself a new story. a great person found my wallet and is trying to get it back to me, but it was too hard because everything is closed right now. What we believe about people is what we see in people. If we believe there's wallet thieves, there's going to be a wallet thief. If we believe people are great and are going to get us this wallet back, we're going to get the wallet back. If we want to see something more from people, we don't go to them and say, I need this from you. Well, okay, sometimes that is the answer. But first, you have to check your beliefs about that person. Do I believe that they are doing the best they can? Do I believe they want to do a good job? What am I seeing in this person that is a reflection about my beliefs about that person? If you lead others now, what do you believe about your team? Do you believe they are lazy and cut corners? How about this? Millennials, I'm sorry to pick on you millennials. What do you as a leader believe about this generation? Do you have an employee who is habitually late? What is your belief about that person and about their tardiness? As a leader, you're responsible for getting work done through others. What sets the best leaders apart is belief in people. I said this before about leadership. Leadership is the transfer of beliefs. You don't need your team to know what you know or be able to do what you do. You need your team to believe what you believe. And again, this can be sports, this can be family, this can be workers, salespeople, professionals. Anywhere there is influence, there is leadership. And as a leader, you need your team to believe what you believe. When you believe in them, that transfer of beliefs through leadership and influence gets them to believe in themselves. And when that happens, you can achieve great things together. Give your people a reason to believe in themselves and watch them create meaningful and significant work. How do you do it? It starts with sharing. Tell those you lead these four words. I believe in you. It's incredible what a few words of encouragement can do for your employees and how far people will go when someone believes in them. People rise to the occasion when they have someone that truly believes in them. Keep in mind these four truths about leadership and believing in people. Number one, what you believe about people is what you get. If you want great people, see them as great people. Believe they are great people. Number two, people you lead need you to believe in them. Words are what have the power to transfer that belief. Make sure they hear those four words. I believe in you. Three, you have the power inside you right now to take someone to a higher level. Right now, do not wait. And finally, number four, there is no greater power and support you can give another person than to look them in the eye and say with sincerity, I believe in you. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, our chief want is someone who will inspire us to be what we could be. And Anton Chekhov said, you must trust and believe in people or life becomes impossible. Leadership is influence, and we need to believe in others as leaders to influence them to believe in themselves. That's when greatness happens. That's what sets great leaders apart from ordinary leaders. I know you're a great leader because you've listened this far. Hey, and a side note, the girl said yes, and the wallet was turned in. That's what happens when you believe. Make it a great week. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of The Everyday Leader. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast to cultivate the leader within you. When you are living the best version of yourself, you inspire others to live the best versions of themselves. That is everyday leadership. This has been Laura Thompson, and I leave you with my favorite quote from John Quincy Adams. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader.